We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet.
I'm sorry, this is effective when?
It's effective now.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. It's just a great honor to be on TalkZone.com. I enjoy this program so much, and the network doesn't ask me to do this, but I must say that I've done many radio shows, and TalkZone.com is just top of the line. Wonderful in their delivering of terrific guests and hosts and programs, and just a top of the line station. So I hope you're all listening, and I hope you call us today at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT. We are talking today about food, which, of course, is something we often talk about. We're talking about healthy food, but we're being very specific. We're talking about food that is lactose and grain-free for those people that have problems, physical issues, or those people that also want to stay healthier in terms of grain-free gourmet. My guest today are authors Jody Baeger and Jenny Lass, and they have a new book called Everyday Grain-Free Gourmet Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinners. And their first book, both bestsellers, is Grain-Free Gourmet Delicious Recipes for Healthy Living. And these recipes are grain-free, refined sugar-free, and have low lactose. And I'm really excited to introduce both Jody and Jenny. Jody is the president of Grain-Free JK Gourmet, a Canadian baked goods manufacturing company and a baking services consultant. In 2000, after the birth of her second child, Jody was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, a life-destroying intestinal disease. In her search for alternatives of heavy doses of steroid drugs, she tried the SCD, which is a specific carbohydrate diet. And so there was a challenge there because she had to cook without grains, refined sugars, or gluten. And then she met Jenny Lass, who was also in that workshop. And Jenny is a freelance writer and cooking consultant with a medical geography, with an MA in medical geography from the University of Toronto. In 2001, she was diagnosed with celiac disease, and she also turned to the SCD, or specific carbohydrate diet. And again, the foods allowed in this are nuts, seeds, honey, all animal protein, fruit, some vegetables, and some dairy. So these two lovely, great women have paired up. They've got now their second book. Their first one was Grain-Free Gourmet, and their second one is Grain-Free Gourmet Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. And if I keep talking, I won't get to my guests. Welcome, Jenny and Jody.
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Thank you for having us.
Okay, good. I will try to talk less now and just ask tons of questions. You know, it's exciting because your second book just came out. How is your second book different from your first one?
Well, our second book has a real focus on meal planning. As you can see, it's all about everyday cooking, everyday grain-free gourmet, and we really focus in on breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and of course, dessert. And because, you know, it's a very different kind of skill to menu plan and meal plan, and we have meal planning charts and give people tips on how to put entire meals together and what to eat at different times of the day. We even have a chapter called dessert for breakfast and breaking other mealtime barriers, because the wonderful thing about the food in Everyday Grain-Free Gourmet and our first book is that the food is, it's all whole foods, whole natural foods. So you can really think outside the box and switch things around. I mean, if you have...
You know, I want to ask you something about that. Now, we know, you know, we preface this program by saying that both of you had issues. One was ulcerative colitis, and then the other one is celiac disease. However, when you talk about grain-free cooking and that it's healthy, if you don't have diseases and you just want to stay healthier and kind of clear out that intestinal tract, wouldn't it be on for a while?
It is. This kind of cooking is for everyone. I don't know one person who doesn't want to cut back on white sugar. I don't know refined sugar. I don't know anyone who doesn't want to cut back on all the white stuff, the rice, the potatoes, the flour, all the stuff that are really empty, nutrient empty, and they're just fillers. And so this food, this is, as Jenny said, it's a whole foods way of eating. So this is the stuff that everyone should be eating. And we always look at our diseases, my ulcerative colitis, Jenny's celiac disease, and other people who suffer as we do from any intestinal issue, as a gift wrapped in thorns. So it, you know, yes, it presented a problem, but ultimately it's made me healthier than I've ever been before. And I'm sure Jenny will attest to that. And everyone who eats this way, everyone feels better. So whether you have an issue or not, this way of eating is for you.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we do eliminate a couple of foods that are healthy. For example, whole grains are healthy, and we totally advocate that people eat whole grains. The issue is when you have these digestive disorders, foods that are more complex, that have more complex carbohydrates in them are a little bit harder to digest when you have a damaged intestine. Of course, potatoes, you know, in and of themselves, you know, are healthy, but they're too starchy. They're a little too hard to digest when you have a damaged intestine. So that's why we eliminate
those. Let me ask you about that, because what I've heard is that depending on your toleration level and your disease level, that some people may be able to eat the potato, or some people may be able to eat the rice or those kinds of grains. Is that true?
Well, for celiacs, that is.
Yeah.
Jenny is the celiac, so she's really the expert on that one.
Well, you know, everyone's system is different, Patricia, and it's important to note that, you know, there are all different levels of disease when it comes to celiac disease. There are the people who, you know, like me, who really don't respond to the gluten-free diet, which is currently the primary mainstream medical treatment for treating celiac disease. It's just to get rid of the gluten in your diet. But sometimes there are people who just don't respond well to the gluten-free diet because, like, for example, when many celiacs are first diagnosed, especially, they've had a lot of diarrhea and they can't, and their intestines are all washed out of the lactase enzyme that helps you digest lactose, the sugar in milk. So they're very lactose intolerant. And that's, I'm sure, one of the reasons that the gluten-free diet didn't work for me right away. So, you know, the specific carbohydrate diet is we really see it as another option. It's not like some miracle diet that works for everyone and cures everything. It's just an option that seems to help some people more than others. So the bottom line is it depends on your system.
All right. So when you talk about grain-free, this means that we are eliminating, if we were going to go do this in the strictest of fashion, then we would eliminate whole wheat, flour, anything with wheat. We would eliminate rice as well. So that means you wouldn't have bread that had rice in it, all of that, and you would eliminate the starchy vegetables like potatoes, those kinds of things.
Yes.
Okay, so it's really, in a sense, and this is, I'd like clarification on this. It reminds me a lot, you may not like this, but it reminds me a little bit of the Atkins program, which is low carb. It has a little bit,
that
sounds like that.
We get that. I mean, we hear that, and that is, and in some ways it's helpful because it's a familiarity, so people understand.
Mm-hmm.
However, we go, it differs dramatically in some ways. The Atkins diet is a carb-reduced diet. Not only do you eliminate all those things, but you are limited in fruit and vegetables and stuff like that. With us, it's unlimited fruits and vegetables because this isn't a diet for your weight. This is a diet for your intestines.
Yes.
This is a diet to help you feel better. So unlimited fruit and vegetables. We have honey. Honey is a carb, but it is a simple sugar, so it's one that's more easily digested than any of the refined sugars. So this is not, we do not count carbs. We eliminate the ones that make us sick.
Okay. Let's talk, and Jenny or Jody, let's start talking about some of the wonderful recipes you have. Now, the first book, Grain Free Gourmet, and the second book, not only has the recipes, but gorgeous pictures. I mean, full page, beautiful pictures, and these foods are mouthwatering. I mean, they're beautiful. Let's talk about some of your favorite recipes, some of the things that anybody can eat and love and make easily.
Okay, I always start with breakfast because, you know, the cookbook is called Everyday Grain-Free Gourmet, Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, and I figure the best way whenever we're asked what our favorites are is to go through the meal, through the meals of the day. Breakfast, without question, my favorite meal are the waffles. They are made with ground blanched almonds. That is our grain substitute.
They are, so ground blanched almonds, it's an almond meal. So you'd like it, so sort of a powdery substance made of almonds. So you get all the nutrients of almonds. We can go into that.
All right, so wait a minute. So your flour then, anything that you use that would resemble flour would come from almonds, would come from the nut.
Yes.
Rather than the grain.
Exactly.
So you could really use any flour from a nut, although that's harder to get, right? Almond would be the easiest.
Yes, almond is typically the easiest. And because it is the, it's got a sweet taste, but it's more of a neutral. It doesn't have as strong a taste as, let's say, a pecan or a walnut. So we always suggest the almond for that reason. It's more neutral, and it really allows the other tastes of things that are being cooked with it to shine through. So the waffles are wonderful, and they taste like waffles. They taste like the kind that you get, that you make, that from scratch. They don't taste like Eggo waffles. They taste like the ones that you would make from scratch, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, for lunch.
What about eggs? Now, eggs, of course, you can eat plentifully, correct?
Yes.
So you could have an omelet, and you could have waffles.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a whole bunch of different breakfasts. We have smoothies, omelets and scrambles, a frittata. We've got crepes. And the wonderful thing about the crepe-making technique is that it doubles as a sandwich wrap technique, which is perfect for lunch. And it's just some egg and some almond flour. It's very, very simple to make. And you can have great sandwiches on the go.
What if you're real busy, you're not a real cook, you don't have time to cook things with the almond flour, and you're also on the run and you're eating out. So address that problem, because that happens for many people.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, Jenny, you want to
go ahead? Well, I was about to say whole foods are your friend. You know, if you really are that rushed, you know, I've spoken to people who said, look, some days I wake up and I'm so busy and I really don't have, you know, and I haven't cooked anything. What can I grab if I'm trying to be really healthy? You know, a handful of nuts, some fruit, some cheese, some no sugar added juice in a juice box. These are all great things to grab on the go that require, you know, no cooking.
Mm-hmm. But what we often suggest, and you know, you have to plan your life. Fast foods became popular because they were fast. So those restaurants are, you know, that's what their purpose is. But they don't necessarily give you healthy food. So what we have to do, we have to learn that convenience food isn't something that is difficult to do. You just have to plan for it. So you put aside a couple of hours one day a week, and you make stuff and you put it in the freezer. And then when you leave for work in the morning, you pull out a muffin from the freezer, or you pull out a couple of the crepes, and you have stuff that you can wrap a sandwich in. Or you pull out a couple of waffles that you've frozen and you pop them in the toaster. There are things that we can do in order to make it easier for ourselves if we just plan a little. And 2 hours a week, if we can put that aside and get that stuff in the freezer, it'll make our lives so much easier, because we won't be tempted to get or to buy the stuff that isn't good for us, to pick up the muffin when we pick up our coffee at Starbucks. If you shouldn't be eating that kind of a muffin, don't eat that.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are talking to Jody Baeger and Jenny Lass. They are co-authors of Everyday Grain-Free Gourmet Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, and also Grain-Free Gourmet, and these are wonderful cookbooks that are grain-free, refined sugar-free, low lactose, and they're recipes for healthy living. You know, these two women came to this way of eating, the specific carbohydrate diet, because of celiac disease and also ulcerative colitis. But you can eat this way to stay healthy and to really keep your intestines healthy. So give us a call after the break at 888-GO-FOR-IT and log on to grainfreegourmet.com. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on TalkZone.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.